From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So Nigel, this week we are going to talk about the ageing workforce. Can you tell me why we're going to be talking about the ageing workforce?
Yeah, I can tell you why. I think it's really important is the reason. I think that there are pretty much four or five generations in most workplaces. And I also think that most HR, most line managers have not got a clue how to manage that kind of diversity. In fact, one of the statistics I saw was that in US figures, from 13,500 managers interviewed, only 46% felt confident in being able to lead a multi-age workforce, multi-generational workforce. I think that's pretty appalling. So less than half have any confidence. And the point is, you can be really big L&D people, you can do all sorts of wonderful things. But if your managers out there haven't got a clue, I think that's a clue about where to start. And that's almost the beginning and end of the issue. That if you've got people who do not know how to bring the disparate generations together and create one workforce, then you're going to end up with four or five fragmented, hostile, indifferent to one another workforces, ergo massive diminutions in productivity, engagement, and performance. So I think it's very, very important. I was talking to the HR director for EMEA for Facebook, who I think he's 42, and he's either the oldest or the second oldest employee in Facebook. So, you know, there are some places that don't have that problem. But, you know, if I had to put my money down, I would say that that's going to cause trouble for Facebook down the track if they just continue to recruit people, very young people, mostly under 30, very few over 35, that they won't get a full view of the world. And if Facebook is trying to direct its attention to older generation customers, they won't have a clue what they want. Whereas the great strength of the multi-generation workforce is that they share different perspectives on the world, and therefore they can begin to solve problems that will elude either generation. So younger people are fast, their brains are mercurial, they come up with ridiculous ideas, very innovative. Older people have got decades of experience. And when you combine those two things in the right way, you can have some pretty dynamic and exciting conversations, or you can have conflict. And it's being able to move from a conflict model to a conversational model that I think is the essence of it. You know, what I would advise anyone not to do is run a 1 day course on how to manage the intergenerational workforce or how to manage intergenerationally in your company. That's not the point. I think it's much more about a culture that allows people to respect one another and talk to one another. That's the heart of it. Get them talking, things start to move.
A couple of things strike me in what you're saying. And the first thing is, what happens when we go to work? Because when we're out of work, a lot of people are used to being around different generations in different ways. So there's that. And then there's this second thing about the labelling and the sort of stereotyping that goes with the generation.
We've been done a disservice by all these snake oil salespeople who give you the keys to Generation X. And you know, I've even heard people stand up on a stage and say, you know, the point is that Generation X and Y, with their experience of technology, their brains are actually different from yours and my brain. They're wired differently. And you've never heard such rubbish. There is not a shred of evidence anywhere that that's true. And the point is that their brains are absolutely identical, and things that they manifest differently are cultural. And they're 22 or 23. You know, when you were 22, when I was 22 or 23, we thought differently and behaved differently, not because our brains were unwired or wired differently or anything else, just because we were younger and now we're a tad more mature. So I think that gets in the way. It's like there are certain groups, baby boomers, have to be handled in a particular way because that's the way they think of the world. And it's utter rubbish. You know, you get people of 23 who can barely use a phone. You can get people of 63 who are wizards at technology and right into every new app that's out. So how you differentiate people? They look at the world just because they're 23. They have to look at the world in a particular way. Is an absurdity. So therefore, if you can throw all of that nonsense, unresearched, patent nonsense out of the window and start to focus on business problems and how you solve some of the really difficult issues which are affecting most organizations. And the best way you can do that is by getting people with different perspectives together. So, you know, I've got my hierarchical organization here, and there is a hierarchy is get things done. They're good for the day to day. There's the network organization over here, which is focusing on the future, on building new things, on improvements, on innovation. That's the place to bring in diversity. And once you've got a group working together over in the network bit of the organization on a temporary program, when they go back into the hierarchy, they will always feel they've got those connections laterally, up and down, and generationally, and never again will they feel that they're there and we're here and we must never talk to them. So there is some process involved, but also that there's a lot of unlearning, a whole load of baggage, which is just simply not true. And we can admire and learn from someone of 25 and what they think of the world, but they can learn a hell of a lot from someone of 65 about what they can think of the world. So there's a bit of mutual respect, but above all, put people together, let them talk, let them get to know each other and realize that all these prejudices they've got running through their head about what people are really like is utter rubbish and stupid and creating unnecessary barriers.
Nigel, great advice there, and thank you for sharing that.
It's always good to talk, Martin. Thank you. From scratch.